This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. The rain we saw this morning has slowed planting for some farmers, but significant progress was made throughout the week. Many corn acres have been planted a second time, and I had a chance to catch up with M&M Service Company regional sales agronomist Jason Bowler about how the crops look and the progress that's been made this third week of May.
A lot of guys this week, you hit the nail on the head, are finally able to get back in after all the heavy rain we've had over the last 3 weeks. A lot of corn stands were pretty thin. I think that last bout of rain just kind of made some of these replant decisions even harder and let a few more plants come up. But in a lot of cases on clay soils, there was only 18 to 19,000 plants per acre up. So a lot of those stands that kind of looked good from the road are actually pretty thin and wound up getting ripped out and replanted. It's been a pretty busy week in the country.
Well, I've definitely seen the dust flying and the tractors in the fields. M&M Service, so that's Montgomery, Macoupin, and Madison. So are things varying in all three of the counties? Is it pretty similar, or what have you been seeing?
So I think it more varies by soil type. So I primarily cover southern Montgomery County and Madison County. As I get kind of the northern, areas of my territory on some of the better, darker soils, I think those soils really took the rainfall and the water a lot better. It kind of allowed some of that rainfall to disperse, or to drain off a little faster. A lot of our clay-type soils, with all that heavy rain, they really just kind of ran back together and formed a thick crust of concrete that wound up suffocating out a lot of corn. So, I would say any of our lighter soils was a lot tougher than some of our darker prairie soils to the north.
I know a lot of the replanting that's going on, it is corn because that's what we put in the ground first. Are there very many beans planted, or how are the bean acres looking?
I will say before the rain started, there were some beans in the ground. And truthfully, in a lot of respects, I think the beans today with good treatments that we have on them really take rainfall as good or better than a corn crop. I've been evaluating a few bean stands that they're at least 90 to 95%. There's going to be some thin areas out there. For the most part, I'd say guys are just going to be dropping planters in and just patching in some of those wet holes in these bean stands. But for the most part, I would say the beans took all that rain as good as the corn did or better. So.
All right. Well, that's definitely good news. Jason, do you have any concerns with all of this rain? I don't know about what nutrients are left in the soil or weed pressure. Or is there anything on your mind that going to be a concern for farmers?
Obviously, InServe, I think, is going to be worth its weight in gold this year, kind of keeping that anhydrous in stable, non-losable form. I've seen, even in fields of corn that did not ground out and people are going to keep, there was quite a bit of soil erosion and washing down the rows. And with that soil movement, I think a lot of herbicide kind of broke or moved with that. So I think we're going to be seeing, even in our good stands of corn, we're going to be seeing weed issues coming. I know this heat and moist conditions really bringing on the water hemp and any fields that haven't been sprayed yet. So all in all, I would be a little worried about our soil surface applied forms of nitrogen, I should say, and unstabilized nitrogen in the soil.
All right. We talked about corn and beans, and I know, and you see it in Montgomery County, and definitely as you get farther south in Madison County, pretty good amounts of winter wheat crop. How is that looking, and is it looking pretty good, or is there any issues there?
So the wheat crop, I would say, was on track to be the earliest harvest that I can remember. All that warm weather in February really made a break dormancy very early. I think it kind of slowed down with those cool spells a little bit. I still think we're going to see the first wheat harvested right around 1st June. Just the timing of the rainfall it kind of threw a monkey wrench into some planned fungicide and herbicide applications on wheat. I know some growers couldn't really get their harmony on it at the right time, and then it also took off raining again right as we needed to be making some head scab applications. And in a lot of cases, you know, we missed pollination when we needed to be out there applying fungicides. I have seen some stripe rust kind of break out in some varieties, so I do know that's out there. As we get closer to harvest, those diseases are just going to continue, especially if we get some more humidity and some more rainfall. But all in all, I mean, there's going to be some tremendous wheat out there, I think. I think it was kind of cool for a lot of head scab infection. I could be wrong, but yield-wise, I think we're set for a pretty good wheat crop by the looks of it. Now, granted, I could be surprised whenever the combine gets there, but it certainly looks pretty good.
With the stripe rust that you mentioned, is that something that once it is affecting the crop that it can be sprayed with a fungicide? Or, I mean, does that all depend on the timing and how developed the crop is?
So we're past when anyone could be applying anything for stripe rust. There's a 30-day pre-harvest interval is the shortest fungicide you can find. There is a lot of confusion, so there's a couple classes of fungicides. Ones are called preventative, and the others are called curative, or that's kind of, I guess, the slang that's thrown around about them. Preventative does just what it says. It prevents an infection from occurring. And a curative does not remove any damage caused by the disease, but it stops the infection in its tracks. So on these fields that have stripe rust, I mean, if a guy were to come in and spray a curative fungicide, he would never get green tissue back where that disease has, you know, turned his flag leaf necrotic. He's just pretty much protecting the green area that he has left in that flag leaf.
So it sounds like as of now with disease, the damage that has been done, that's just going to remain, and as you said, too late to do anything about it now because we're getting too close to that harvest time.
Yep, that's correct. And, you know, I would recommend everyone take an eye, you know, close eye to the disease ratings of the varieties they plant. There's wide susceptibility variances from variety to variety. So that's one thing to keep an eye out for when making seed selection.
Regional sales agronomist for M&M Service Company, Jason Bowler. And that does it for today's WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.